good job singing. I appreciate you guys lifting your voice in song. Didn't Leah do a good job tonight? Did she do a good job? Boy, thank you so much, Leah. Starting off the year, you know what the neat thing about that was. There are some people that you have to really, approach the right way, because if you don't, they may say no. They're really just particular about the days that they play their instrument. You got to catch them on the right day, and it's got to be the right time of day. Oh, I only play it in the morning. I'm sorry, do people say that? Well, never said it to me, but maybe. But Leah was so willing, and I appreciate that about her. She was willing to do it, wanted to do it, and I think the Lord used it tonight. Hey, I want to say thank you to you guys. Past couple of weeks, I was just thinking that, we go through a lot. We talk. I've been talking a lot, okay, on visitation. Typically, it's not me up here. We're out and about. We're out enjoying the sunshine and the weather and all that. And I've talked a lot. But I want to tell you, I really appreciate how well many of you have listened. I know sometimes I've got to be careful, because sometimes if I'm not careful, I only talk about the problems that are going on and trying to, handle those issues. But I got to tell you, tonight there's been several of you who have just been locked in. And for somebody that's trying to, move us all in the same direction and trying to get everybody in the boat, it really means a lot to me. So I just want to say thank you for that. Thank you for locking in and holding your interest level in the right direction. I appreciate that, okay? Hey, there's a couple things that we need to deal with tonight that are important. First of which, I'm going to ask Brother Matt and Brother Chase, who just got comfortable. And we've got some stuff to hand out here. Could we hand out the devotionals first? Let's just hand those out first. For those of you who are new to Teen Time, we, every week, every Wednesday, we'll release a devotional for the week. And this is something that is personalized just for our youth group. Okay? And it's designed to be a help to you, and I hope that it will be. If you, I'm waiting for everybody to sort of get one, because I want to draw attention to a couple of things on the impact devotionals. We call these impact devotionals because these are geared along with, coupled with the impact program that we could call what's the teen program of Temple Baptist Church? It's the impact program. Okay, so we take that idea of impact and we draw it into a lot of different facets across the youth ministry. And so you'll see that term come up from time to time. We'll talk a little bit about why the term impact is used. But as you're noticing these devotionals, notice a couple of things. First of all, notice the front, okay? This year, I was very intent upon having a sort of a theme for this year and for our youth group as we start a new school year. And that is simply this: be still and know. Probably next week, when we have the first official message and we get into more of a regular format, I'm probably going to preach on this verse. The Lord's really burdened my heart over the summer, not just for your needs, but for my needs as well. This is probably one of the hardest areas of the country to just be still. It really is. And much less the era that we're in. Literally, for somebody to look at me and tell me that they're bored, that's hard for me to understand. It is, because we have access to so much that we can literally entertain ourselves to death. I mean, we can. But it's sometimes hard in our day and time to simply be still. It's hard. And so that's the theme that we've kind of taken on this year for our devotionals. And of course, it's based on Psalm 46 and verse 10, "Be still and know that I am God." And so I hope that you'll adopt that theme for your personal life this year. Adopt it for your devotional life. with the intent of, okay, when it comes time for my quiet time with the Lord, it's not going to be a rush. It's not going to be a last-minute thought before I close my eyes and go to bed at night, but rather it's going to be a specific and pointed decision to when it comes time for my quiet time with the Lord. I'm simply going to lay aside the distractions, be still, and know that He is God. That's something that I've got to work on. That's something that we all have to work on. And so that's the theme for the devotionals this year. Okay, and if you open it up, you'll notice some of the format that we've got here. Now, obviously, this starts tomorrow. Okay, this starts with Thursday. I encourage you, if you're able, to get up in the morning and start your day with the Lord. All that this takes is maybe 10 to 15 minutes at the most. And let me draw your attention to something, okay? This year, I made it less scripture reading than I ever have. Okay, because quantity of scripture does not always mean that we're assimilating all of those chapters. Okay, sometimes when we've had read through the Bible in a year, that can be a daunting task. It really can. So what we've done is we've taken one chapter, okay, and we've said, here's the chapter reading for the day, and here's a devotional thought that goes with you, with it, okay? Now, let me show you how these are to be used. We're going through books of the Bible. Now, we could have written these a couple of different ways. I could have taken a subject and hit it, a subject, one every different day. And there's different subjects in here for sure, but jumped around in different portions of the Bible. I think that it's most helpful when you and I work through the Bible, choose a book to study for a period of time, and slowly work through it so you can gather the overarching theme of the book. You gather the information surrounding it, and you can assimilate more about God's Word, which is really, really the point, is it not? Spending time with God, understanding His Word, trying to understand better how He has given us His love letter to us to communicate with us. I mean, that's really the point, right? So that's kind of why we've chosen to work through a book. The first book that we're working through is Romans. So you'll go through the first 1, 7, 8 chapters in the next week. And there's always a Bible verse, one Bible verse for the week. Okay, I encourage you to take the time to commit that to memory. Sometimes the way that we try to study Bible verses is in one setting for 20 minutes, we study these verses and try to get it in our head. All I'm saying is that every day that you read your devotions, just read the Bible verse a couple of times. I promise you, if you do your devotions that way, by the end of the week, you're going to know this Bible verse without spending 20 minutes in one setting because you've assimilated it over the period of the week. You notice in there on Thursday, who's the teen of the day? Stephanie Abedin. Yes, uh-huh. She's in there. Okay, Enoch Alexander and so forth and so on. Okay, so we'll always have a teen of the day. What are we doing when we have a teen of the day? What's the purpose of that? Micah, pray for them. Okay, let's see. Stephanie, would you like people to pray for you? Yes. Okay. Enoch, where's Enoch? Enoch, would you like people to pray for you? Okay, yes. I think most people would. All right, so you say, how can I pray for them better? Hey, go up and ask them. You see these folks, many of them, you see each other throughout the week in different ways. Go up to them and say, how can I better pray for you tomorrow? Okay, how can I better pray for you on Friday? These are things that really draw our youth group together and really help us get to know each other a little bit more. Okay, all right, so all that you see, read Romans chapter 1, read the little bit of commentary there that I've got, and then answer the helpful questions that you see there. And then at the bottom, we've just got a suggestion for your prayer time that day. We add this together. Hopefully, you've got a prayer list that you pray down every single day. This is just something to help you out. Hey, on Thursday, pray for your family. On Friday, pray for your church and your youth group. And it changes every day. Okay, so this is to help you, but ultimately, It's important that you try to establish a quiet time with the Lord, that period of being still and knowing that He is God. Now, let me give you just three benefits, okay, to using these devotionals, okay? I am aware that there is a plethora, okay, that means a large portion, okay, or many portions of devotional material out there, okay? I am aware, okay, that there are people that make thousands of dollars on their devotional books, okay, for whatever reason. I am aware of that. The reason we write our own devotionals here is so that you can know my heart, and I have an avenue outside of services to share it with you. There are things in our devotional books, things that concerns that I see sometimes in our youth group that I'll put in there. Now, am I using names? Am I using specific situations? Obviously not. Does that mean I do that every day? No, it's not. But this is a way for me to be able to communicate with you. Number two, this helps us all, brings us all under one umbrella of Bible study. This allows me to be able to look at Tyler in the hallway and say, hey, let me share with you something that I read out of my devotions this morning. And maybe if he read the same thing, he's able to share with me and we're able to back and forth, okay? Those conversations, although they don't happen much, should be the norm, especially among brothers and sisters in Christ. So one advantage is that it brings us all together as a youth group, okay? Another advantage is the fact that it will boost your walk with God. There are some devotional books where I see a weakness where it is simply read a verse and then it's about 200 to 300 words of man's words. Okay? These are designed specifically for the majority of what you are receiving to be God's words, because that is the most important. You say, Brother Scott, you really didn't write much on this day. It's by design, because I want you to be assimilating God's word, not my words, okay? So I'll always have a devotional thought, but it's just meant to provoke thinking. That's why the questions are there. Of course, this is tied into our point system as well, and you can collect points for you as an individual as you go on, okay? All right, so that is the devotional books. If you would take this, put it in your Bible. Put it somewhere where you're not going to lose it. Breaks my heart when I see them on the chairs or underneath the chairs at the end of the service, okay? So take them, put them in a place that you can have access to it, and hopefully it will be a blessing to your life. All right, Brother Chase, Brother Matt, can we pass out the new handbooks for this year? Let's do that. Do me a favor. We've got some 10th, 11th, and 12th graders who have already received the handbook, but if you have not received the handbook, do me a favor. Can you just raise your hand where you are? Raise your hand. You've not received the handbook. Raise it up. I see some 7th, 8th graders and 9th graders who aren't raising their hands. Pick it up so we know and can get you. This has information pertaining to the program as well as the schedule for the youth program throughout the year. You want to make sure you have a copy of this. Want to make sure you've got that, some important stuff that we're going to talk about here just for the next couple of minutes. All right, anybody else not get one of these? Anybody else not get one of these? We got one at the back. And, okay, all right. Okay, walk with me here just for a second. We call it the Teen Impact Program for a reason. IMPACT stands for Involved, Ministering, Purposed, and Christ-like Teens. Okay, this is the purpose of our program. Okay, we don't just have a program to just, well, every other church has a program, so we have a program. No, this is, and this is what I want everybody to get. This is big. Everybody look at me just for a second. I know there's interesting information in here. We're going to get to it, but I need to see everybody's eyeballs because this point really does matter, just like all the other points previous. But anyway, look up here. Look up here. I need to see everybody's eyes. Everybody's eyes. I'm looking for it. Okay. All right. Oh. A little too much, Ezra. Wow. Okay, all right, listen. We have a program in place specifically for you to grow closer to the Lord. Okay? You say, Brother Scott, why do we do all the things that we do in the youth group? You know, why do we do the fun stuff mixed with the devotional stuff, mixed with the preaching, the special activities? Why do we do all of that? Because you and I need to draw closer to the Lord. Okay? I will make you this promise. Okay? If you say to yourself, I'm going to get involved in the program this year and participate, okay, in the different aspects of it. Okay, from the devotionals down to our Wednesday night program, down to the impact points, I promise you, if you do those things, you will grow spiritually. Okay? And as long as you have a willing heart. All right? But I can promise you this as well. If you say, you know what, Brother Scott, that all sounds good, but it's not good for me, then I can promise you this, that most likely you are not going to move closer to the Lord. You are probably going to move in an opposite direction, okay? Because if you're not on the front foot in your Christian life, pressing forward, ministering, purposed in mind, if you're not doing those things, natural progression for you and me is to grow cold and then to move backwards, okay? We don't want to move backwards in our Christian life. We want to go forward. So the program is specifically not designed so Brother Scott gets a pat on the back because we've got, you know, 70 teens who came to an activity. Not designed because I have a check mark in my office where I check off, hey, that was a great thing. No, it's designed specifically for your spiritual growth. And so I hope that you will take it seriously. We do a lot of things, but for all of it, it's designed for spiritual growth. Discipleship. All right. Goals of the impact program, you see it there. We want everyone to be saved. We want people to take seriously scripture reading, memorization, soul winning, strengthen your family. How are you to respond as a brother or a sister, a sibling, as a child, relationship with parents, all that type of stuff we address throughout the year in teen time and some really appropriate things. So the fifth thing there, starting a Christian career, you want a good start, a good foundation to when you get out, get in college, get a job. If you're intent on discipleship and growing in Christ, all those things are going to fall into their proper place. Turn to the next page, teen participation. Just a real quick overview, teen participation. Be a member of one of two teams, okay? This is always the fun part at the beginning of the year. Now, the 10th, 11th, and 12th graders have been meeting together, planning our activity that starts in 2 weeks. By the way, 10th, 11th, and 12th graders, when you guys meet tonight, understand that you've got tonight, okay? You've got next week, and then it's on, okay? So listen, make sure that you make good use of your time. Okay, that being said, on September the 15th, we have something called Rush Night. That is the night that we establish which team you are on. If you're 7th, 8th, and 9th grade, okay, and you're saying, I don't understand any of this, come to the activity on September the 15th, and you will, I promise you, okay? Come, you'll have the ability to pick the team that you would like to participate on and be a part of, and we will compete as two teams throughout the year in different venues. Sometimes it'll be games and teen time, sometimes it'll be a mega time game. We'll mix it up, but one of the things that you can be a part of in the Impact Teen Program is you can be a member of one of the two teams. Also, earn points as an individual. We have impact points, not only that you earn as a team, but as an individual. Reading your devotions, okay, that's an opportunity for you to gain impact points. You read, you fill out the questions, you bring it back, and when we get into a regular habit of meeting as teams at the closing of our Wednesday night program, you'll have an opportunity to fill out an impact card that says specifically what you've done, and you can catalog the points that you've earned over the course of the past week, okay? So earn points as an individual, be taught the duties, responsibilities of sharing in leadership, okay? Leadership is a huge part of life, all right? But each of us should be pursuing opportunities to lead. And so we'll talk about some of that in future days. Experience the giving and receiving of Christian peer support. Be encouraged to use any and all of God-given gifts and talents in response to many of the musical gifts even that have been displayed tonight through special music. Okay, the impact schedule is down there. Some of you have already know a lot about this because it's all going on. Notice the next page over, team responsibilities. Once the teams are established, okay, these are things that will need to be done, and these alternate week by week. So let's say Team A, the week after Rush Night is on, for on the 19th, that next Wednesday, they're going to be responsible to clean up for a visitation meal, wipe down tables, to sweep the gym floor and the bleachers, et cetera, et cetera. They will be responsible once we get up here for teen time to pass out songbooks onto the chairs in the teen room. They will also be responsible to give a 2 to 3 minute devotional or challenge in the teen service. You can sign up to do that and then also sign up for special music. And then, of course, you see that there that these responsibilities will rotate based on the schedule that's found underneath. Now, each devotional and special music must be approved by Brother Scott or another youth worker no later than the Sunday before it is presented. This is something that everyone has to work on. If you've got signed up for devotional, communicate with the youth leader on what that is going to be about. If you signed up for special music, make sure that you've communicated and you know what you're going to be doing. Team meetings there will take place at the end of each Wednesday night, where we'll get together as guys and girls of those teams and have a quick meeting to talk about important things that are up and coming, but also to collect individual impact points that may have been earned over the course of the week. Turn to the next page, scoring system for impact program. These are things that you can earn points for. Notice on the page over there, individual activity. There's some qualifications here, okay? Notice attendance. You'll receive 20 points for each service you attend, including Sunday school. So any services you come to during the week, you receive 20 points for that. Devotionals will be passed out every Wednesday with a section to be completed every day. You'll receive 20 points for each day that is complete. This includes filling out any questions or application sections there. You must bring devotional to your team meeting. Show your team leader that you completed the week to receive points. Okay, this is generally the thing that causes us to lose points easiest, because we did our devotions, but man, we forgot to stick it in our Bible for Wednesday teen time. Okay? Don't do that, all right? You put the work in. We want to give you credit for it, but we don't know for sure unless you bring it. So we want you to remember to do that and catalog those points for the devotions. Verses, you get points for that. Bringing visitors, you get points to teen time. If you bring a visitor to teen time, you get points for taking sermon notes, okay? When I get up to preach, or Brother Matt or somebody else, you get points no matter what service it may be during the week. As long as you keep those sermon notes and you present them on Wednesday night in your team meeting, you can get points for those. TBC ministry, okay? This is important. I'm going to read it because there's always questions in regards to this. You can serve in a variety of ways and earn 20 points for each ministry in which you participate. Giving the devotional, participating in special music in Wednesday teen time or on Sundays, playing in the church orchestra, and singing in adult choir are some of the main ones. To receive adult choir points, you must sing Sunday morning and attend the 4:30 p.m. practice. Okay? For orchestra, you may receive 20 points per Sunday. Okay? So for choir and orchestra, that's there. For special music and teen time, we ask that guys wear dress clothes or khaki pants with a collared shirt. What's the next part?
Tucked in.
Yes, okay. That is important because visitation, or if you're up here on the platform or ministering in special music, remember that. For girls, knee-length dresses or skirts with modest tops. Please do your very best to keep up with these guidelines that we've provided. Service activity, there may be many ways in which you can help others and receive points for your labor. You can receive points for babysitting, community service like yard work, the church or neighbor helping with maintenance projects at church outside of designated work days, or just being a help to someone in a special way. You can earn 30 points per hour served. However, the total number of points you can obtain from any one service activity is 90 points. This does not include things that that you do for your own family. Okay, so in other words, if your parents have had in your chore list for the last 5 years, take out the garbage, you cannot receive points for taking out the garbage. Okay, all right. So these are special things that go above and beyond that all are about doing things for other people. Okay, when you have a question about these things, okay, ask your youth worker when you're filling out the card. Don't say, oh, you know, I did that. What is it worth to me? 500 points. Okay, 500 points. Yep, I'm good. Okay, run it by a youth worker if there's any question. And if it's real technical, run it by Brother Chase, because he's kind of the points guru and can give you the answer there, okay? All right, the book table, we talked about that last week. We do have a book table from time to time. We'll be talking about the first time we're going to do that in a couple of weeks. All right, impact rewards. Turn the page. This is an added blessing, okay? I had a teen program for 1 year in my youth group, 1 year, and it had nothing like what we have here. Impact rewards, okay? For the top 13 teenagers of the Impact Points program that earned the most points, top 13, 11th through 12th grades, that earn at least 5,000 points, okay, so 5,000 points is the threshold, or more, they will earn an all-expenses-paid week-long missions trip out of the country, okay? Miss Cheryl, where did we go this past year? We went to Spain, okay? Did you pay for your plane ticket? Did you pay for the food that you ate in Spain? Okay, listen, that's crazy. That's crazy awesome, okay? Listen, that is a huge bonus. If you throw yourself at the Impact program, okay, obviously for the right reasons of growing in the Lord, and you keep up with things, you have the added blessing to be a part of some really special things. For the 11th and 12th graders, it's a missions trip. You'll notice for 7th through 10th, the incentive trip, this is for the top 13 teenagers, 7th through 10th. I want to say the same threshold applies, at least 5,000 points. I think that there were four or five that met the 5,000 points, but were outside of that 13, the top 13. So in other words, they made the threshold, but because it's the top 13, they weren't able to go on the trip. Okay? We have to put the cap somewhere. The church only has so much money, okay? So we put it at 13 people, but you keep up with your stuff and really do a good job. In most cases, you'll be able to go, okay? Let's see here. Next year's date for the incentive trip is July. The incentive trip, I forgot to mention, is a theme park. We always take a trip to a theme park, and it's always a great group of people that we enjoy screaming with and eating and doing a lot of fun things. Okay, so we already have that date here. The Impact team winner for the team that earns the most team points throughout the year, at the end of the year, they get a team pizza party, okay? With the sodas flowing and the pizza is. And last year, we had so much pizza, we couldn't even eat it all, okay? So it's always a fun thing. The competition was awesome last year. Let me just walk over here. We have a very special thing over here on the mantle. This is the Impact Cup, folks. All right, and some very interesting things. The very first team to be put on the Impact Cup in 2017 was Midnight Madness. If you were on that team, stand up. on that theme, Midnight Madness. Okay. All right. Good. 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 All right. Sit down. Sit down. And then last year, it was close. It was a sprint side by side to the finish line. And last year, 2018, it was Mission Impossible. If you were on that team, stand up. Stand up. Okay. All right. Okay, you may sit down. You may sit down. All right. Okay, so this is the Impact Cup. All right, if your team wins, you not only get the pizza party, but really the biggest reward is having your team name forever inscribed on the Impact Cup. So that's right here, okay? Okay, notice there a couple of things and we're done. Look at the bottom of this page, Impact Rewards. What to wear? Okay, now this is, we've had a great start to the school year in regards to this. And I understand that we have a broad spectrum of views and homes and what have you in this room, okay? So what we have done, because there's so much diversity in that regard, we have set a standard for certain events, and we've tried to highlight it in whatever, red, yellow, whatever. Okay, so everybody knows where that standard is so that we can achieve the same thing. Now, some of you may look at that standard, and quite frankly, you may not understand it. Okay? That is okay. All right? I feel like we have standing for where we draw the line. But if you would just understand this, we draw the line for a purpose, and we want to draw it a little bit higher for simply the reason that we are above, okay, above reproof, if you can say it that way. All right? When you get a job, I know most of you are going to hate this, but they're probably going to tell you what you need to wear to work. Okay? They're going to have a standard. You are going to face this the rest of your life. Okay? So it's not a strange thing that we have a standard that we shoot for, but we are specific. For all Temple Teen functions, including visitation, any winter's trip activities, all sports game, we represent Christ and Temple Baptist Church to everyone we meet. We ask the teens abide by these dress guidelines to keep a uniform and neat appearance. Guys, shorts, pants, and casual shirts for activities is fine. Enjoy that, okay? For the activities that we take. For visitation, we ask that you wear a collared shirt tucked in with nice pants, okay? Sometimes, guys find a trendy pair of pants or jeans at the store, and they look like they've been through it. They've got, 16 holes in them and stains already on them that look very fashionable, okay? Wear those at home, all right? But don't wear those to visitation, okay? We want to look nice. No holes. Girls, modest tops and athletic wear that is full in appearance, and comes to the kneecap. What? Comes to the kneecap. Okay, now listen, I said this last week, but I will say it again. For some reason, even though it's printed here, even though we say it here, even though we repeat it elsewhere, there seems to be confusion. I don't know how this is. Because if your parents say you can do such and such that you really enjoy, usually you don't have a problem doing it as soon as they say you can do it. Okay? We remember many times what we want to. Okay? This is important to us, all right? Ladies, if you need help finding the kneecap, all right? My wife, Miss Hannah, Miss Erica, will gladly assist you, all right? So please, 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 make sure you have the appropriate attire when you come to things, okay? And listen, if for some reason, for some reason, it slips your mind and you forget. All right? We love, care for you so much that we will come and come alongside you. Ladies, not myself, okay, they will. They may even put their arm around you and say, just want to remind you of something. And then they may even present you with an alternative to fix the solution, okay? We've talked about these. We've got some really nice, they look like the old cowboy. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we won't go there. Okay. All right. Anyway, listen, just follow the standard that we've have, and we won't have any issue. Okay, listen, if you're new to Rush Night, read the page. I don't have time to look at it now. Ministry Impact, this is specifically for, turn the page, Ministry Impact. Look at it. You got it? You got it in front of you? Ministry Impact, this is a class that's been designed for people who feel called or are interested in the full-time Christian service. You say, Brother Scott, the Lord's been working in my heart in regards to teaching in a Christian school. Or the Lord's been working in my heart about maybe being involved in church ministry of some type in the future, guy or girl. We've created an outlet for you to get a little bit more information in that regard. So the venue for this is we split the classes, 7th, 8th, 9th grade, and then 10th, 11th, and 12th grade. We'll meet twice throughout the year, and we'll go to my house after a Sunday morning service. We'll feed you. We'll talk about a specific issue that relates to ministry, and then we'll take some question and answers time. How many of you have come and you've enjoyed those times? How many of you have come and you've enjoyed those times, okay? We've had some great participation over the last couple of years with this. It's been greatly received, okay? You don't have to, in your mind, be called to one of these things, but if you are interested, I encourage you to come. This year, we're adding something. This year, I'm going to be bringing in some people who specialize in specific aspects of the topic that we're going to be talking about, okay? And maybe they've been involved in it for, you know, 10, 20 years, and they can speak from a vantage point maybe that I cannot. And so that's what we've added this year, and we've got the first one coming up. I think it might be in October, but nonetheless, you look across the page there, this is the calendar for the year. We've carved it out, okay? Some important dates that I want everybody to make a mental note now is our camp date in June, Bill Rice Ranch. We've gotten the same week for the past like 3-4 years, okay? It's the same this coming summer. And if your parents say, hey, we're thinking about putting family vacation on the last week of June, gently say, I have a small request. Could we not take it then, but maybe another day? That would be awesome, okay? We want everybody to be able to go that can go. Also, the other dates are on there as we get further into the summer. Obviously, that's a long way from now. But this is the Impact Program in a nutshell, okay? If you're hearing this from the very first time and it's kind of cloudy in your mind as to what some of these things are, that's okay. I realize I'm throwing a lot at you tonight, but if you could do yourself a favor and take this, put it in a place at home that allows you to keep up with our schedule. If you want to open it up and put it on the magnet on your refrigerator, or however, maybe some of you keep a digital calendar on your phone. You know, maybe you want to input these. That's fine. But this is to aid you. For those of you who enjoy planning, hopefully this will be a help to you. Okay, if you have any questions about that stuff, I'd like you to come and talk to me or a youth worker afterwards. We want to be a help to you. The youth workers here, they love you. They love youth ministry. You're going to see them here on Wednesday, here on Sunday, here at teen activities, here at ball games most of the time. We are here specifically for you. If you have any questions or you have anything that we can help you with, or you've got a prayer request that's close and personal, or maybe you just want a few people praying for you, we would love to take an opportunity to take you to the Lord in prayer as well, okay? That being said, We're going to go ahead and have a word of prayer. I'm going to dismiss the 10th through 12th graders to their rooms to do a little bit of planning. The rest of you can hang out here playing in, be careful of the construction zone over there. I love Brother Chase's tape that he put up there, caution tape. Okay. But play carpet ball, play foosball, and hang out in here until the adult service is out. They've got a few minutes yet, but let's go ahead and pray, and then we'll go on to other things. Heavenly Father, Lord, all of these things are necessary. Quite frankly, Lord, I would rather preach your word, and you know that. But Lord, instructional time is profitable, Father. We all want to be, Lord, on the same page and to know about the opportunities that are in front of us this year. Lord, I pray that you would help us, Lord, as we have many things to be involved with and that are available to us. Lord, I pray that each teenager here, Lord, would make a point to be involved. Lord, I understand that that may require some sacrifice on their part. But Lord, I know that you can use it, Lord, in their lives for the better. And I pray, Lord, that each of us, Father, that we would consider this as a great opportunity to grow closer to you. Lord, I pray that you would knit our hearts, not only close to you, but close to each other. Lord, may each of us be concerned for each other's spiritual growth. Lord, may we seek you in that regard, praying for each other. Lord, may you draw us closer together as a youth group, Lord, than we've ever experienced. And Father, would you revive our hearts, even as we sang about tonight, in a way that, Lord, maybe we haven't seen. Lord, we thank you that you care for us, and we're thankful, Lord, for Temple Baptist Church and Temple Baptist Youth Group. We pray, Lord, that you would be glorified in our services and our activities this year. Lord, we love you and ask all these things in your name. Amen.